In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
I do remember as a kid asking my parents if we could ever go to Meepos. I was like, can we go to Meepos? And my mom was like, where's that? I was like, that's where Balky is from. My mom was like, who? I was like, Balky Bartok. Basically, you know, I think my mom's Heather Dubrow, guys. Let's just say, I am not familiar. Balky Bartok.
Sounds poor. No, we cannot.
Is he on TV Land? Getting back to this.
Katie said Tamara, you told her that I roofied you. Okay. Yeah. And so Shannon's like, are you kidding me? She said that you, what? Now we add Gretchen to the list. Another person victimized by Katie.
She is saying that you made Gretchen's roof when we all know that Gretchen built her roof herself. No, Shannon, that's not what that means. No, no.
But here's what I was going to say. Tamara has heard from someone who has heard about this conversation that Katie is relaying. Is it possible in somewhere along the way that details were blurred or relayed improperly or heard improperly? Like, is it possible that Katie said to Kiki something like, oh yeah, Gretchen was telling me how Tamara tried to get her wasted, you know, so that way she'd like get blackout or something.
Yeah, and
like
Tamara twists.
And then like, and then someone says this, sort of rephrases that and tells it to Tamara. And then now it's at roofie level, because that's what this all is about. And Tamara is always claims like, oh, well, you misheard, or it wasn't really like that. When Tamara is the queen of taking a shred of something and spinning it out of control and making it sound like it was something else entirely. This is
Janet
every single time.
It's a Janet move. It's a classic Bravo move. She's like pulling a I guess Janet took it from Tamara first. So it's like a Tamara that Janet took that Tamara is taking back now. But yeah, it's a typical thing. Like Gretchen probably talked about Naked Wasted and Tamara's like, oh, now she's accusing me of roofing her. You know, it's like, no. But, and we know that that's what it's about because Tamara tells us. She's like, 17. Tamara, and this is Tamara's history. You know, she's like, let me just rephrase this history. Let me reframe it because it was fucking horrible. So let me just remind the audience what a not a big deal this was.
17 yeah. years ago, me and the girls would see our Gretchen out wasted. But then when we were together, she was so prim and proper. So I had a party. And me and Vicky were joking. And we said, let's get Gretchen wasted, naked wasted, so we could see the real Gretchen. That's what that meant. It's a naked man, you know. Not that she could get naked, but just, you know. Because, you know, naked wasted like truth. Naked truth. So then, like, what a nice... Was it nice of us to do that? No. But that was it. Nothing more than
it. No, that was not it. You got Gretchen over there, applied her with shot after shot. You didn't force her. I mean, she did drink on her own, but you purposely got her as shit-faced as possible, then sent your fucking disgusting piece of shit son into the bathroom to try and, like, fuck her so that you would have evidence against her with her old man that she was dating at the time, which could have led to sexual assaults. And thank God Gretchen was strong enough at that point to back that fucker off, and it was all on microphone. But you basically tried to get your son to kind of sexually assault Gretchen in a bathroom. You disgusting fucking pig. So for you to bring that up now and act like everybody's being so dramatic all these years later, when basically, not basically anything, you're guilty. You are guilty, ma'am. But you were disgusting.
What's actually so funny to me, and by the way, we recently rewatched Naked Wasted because we recapped it. I think we recapped it on our last tour, like, but 2 years ago we watched it, and it was still like, it was as wild as we remembered it. Like, it holds up. But what's so funny is, even if you just take Tamara, like, just what she says here, just take out everything you just said. Like, let's just take her defense right here. Like, oh, we would see like Gretchen out and about, and she'd always be drunk, and then she'd actually like act prim and proper around us on camera, and we're like, we want to show the real Gretchen. Are people not allowed to get wasted at night at a bar, and then if they show up for work on camera for the nation, to be like, I'm going to try to like actually get my shit, keep my shit together, and actually try to like represent myself well? It was like this defense that she's like, that's all we were doing. I was like, you trying to expose like what you perceive as the real Gretchen is actually such a vicious, nasty thing that you're doing. And you're being like, whatever, we're just trying to expose the truth. Like, you're the liberator, like, you're the truth teller, you're the one who has to champion authenticity. This woman who's sitting here looking like she has a plastic pumpkin from Spirit Halloween store taped to her face is going to talk about authentic people. No, I'm not going to take that. Just yeah, this alone. We don't have to go back to Naked Wasted.
So Gretchen's like, hell no, I didn't say that. So she's like, I'm trying to comprehend this. I mean, supposedly Katie said this, but I have this weird feeling in the back of my mind. I'm trying to consider the source that's telling you that she said this. And I'm like, yes, Gretchen, duh. Like, you're immediately going to sit down and believe Tamara. I mean, I hope that not even you are that dumb, you know? So she's like, yeah, I don't believe that. And Shannon's like, okay, well, then ask her tonight. And Tamara's like, well, I got told by two people. Who are your people, Tamara?
Once again, Tamara that's like, you be going and talking to bloggers. A, not only are you one of the bloggers, part of the ecosystem of content creators, Bravo content creators that we're all part of, but you talk to two other people. Like, it's like, how do you not see how, like, why is it like Katie's not allowed to like be a little messy on the side with content creators, but then like, but you are. I just don't understand this. Like, just, I just say all of you just get messy and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Stop with all this, so, like, sanctimonious, like, how could you? You're like, how could you betray the circle in this way? Kind of, yeah, vibe.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So Shannon's like, well, I mean, just put the recording aside. Forget the recording for now. I am livid over this. I have something new now. And how dare you? How long have you been holding on to that, Tamara? How long? And she's like, 4 weeks.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You had to hold on to that terrible information that Katie said, that Gretchen said. By the way, even holding on to this information, which is that, what is Tamara upset about? Is she upset about that Gretchen said it to Katie? Is she upset that Katie said this to Kiki? I don't understand what it is.
Yeah, so, I don't either, but this never came out. So Kiki never said anything, and Katie never said anything. The only reason this is coming out is because Tamara's bringing it out. So if Tamara's bringing it out, she's doing it on purpose. So why is she making Gretchen think that the rumor is that Gretchen was roofied? But how is that going to make Gretchen look bad? It still only makes Tamara look bad. Like, why is she bringing that shit out? Because, you know, there's people who are like, well, did she roofie her? You know, like, I don't really get Tamara's motivation in this. And I think Tamara is kind of losing her touch, because she used to be very good at manipulating everybody and getting stuff out there. But this isn't even a good one. Like,
well, she's trying to get Gretchen to turn against Katie. She's trying to be like, hey, just so you know, this person that you're standing up for, that you said has never done anything to you, she's going around telling people of the media that you are making claims about roofies. But like, it's even, that's like, it's just not the strongest like turn, like, not loyalty shifting rumor. Like, you should be horrified to know that someone's saying that you're accusing me of roofing, and I know you would never make an accusation like that. So she's saying you would make an accusation that's way more exaggerated than what happened. Like, it's not even that strong to turn someone against someone. And it's confusing. It is very confusing. Yeah, I can't even say it straight without having to, like, double check that I'm saying it right.
Yeah, it's so confusing. Is it, like, what's the motivation? So, Katie, so I'm going to get you mad because Katie told a blogger something that you said in private. But then that's like, well, wouldn't her first question be like, did I roofie you? Like, I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. And I don't, like, know why Tamara's even bringing this up publicly, because it only makes Tamara look bad, because it brings back Naked Wasted, which I know that she thinks she can reframe then that everybody's stupid. And it's too long ago that no one's going to remember that she tried to have her son attack Gretchen or whatever happened there, which that's not really far from the truth. It was a pretty gross episode. So Tamara's just making herself look bad. Like, how badly are you losing your touch here?
She's just, she's not being patient. That's her problem, because normally she's patient and she waits for Katie to slip up and say something about Gretchen. And that's why anytime I think she's been nice to Katie, she's just been trying to get stuff that she can use against her. And she just hasn't been able to get anything where she can say to Gretchen, hey, Katie said this about you. So the best that she has is, Katie said that you said this thing about me, which is a gross exaggeration. And now you should be mad that she mischaracterized the way you used. Said that I treated you. I mean, well, it's just, does, like, make not me, strong enough.
But it does make me wonder, because Gretchen did drink that night. Like, we saw, we just recapped it. So she did have a lot of shots and stuff that night that they were feeding her. But why would Tamara say, she said, I roofied you? Because there's no way to go back and prove that Tamara didn't roofie Gretchen. And if she did, if Gretchen did say that Tamara roofied me, I would believe it, because she was completely out of it that night. So why would Tamara put that in people's heads, is what I'm saying. There's no way to prove that Tamara didn't roofie the girl. So it's just, like, a very sloppy thing for Tamara to put out there to the public. Because if Gretchen said Tamara roofied me that night, I'd believe her.
But she also would have said it. And she mentions this. She's like, it's been 12 years. I would have mentioned it by now. She's like, I'm not above mention. I'm Betty. I will do this. I responded to your daughter's Facebook thing. Like, if I could have done this, if I could have accused you of roofing me, I would have.
Or is she trying to trick Gretchen into saying what you did that night wasn't that bad and it's no big deal? I never would have said roofie, because then that gets Tamara kind of off the hook for that night. I'm just trying to understand the motivations. It's making me crazy.
No, I think it's truly that I believe that it was the comment started off like, Tamara got me blackout, and Katie says blackout, and blackout, or I couldn't remember anything, and Tamara did this to me, and then somehow it gets back to Tamara, and either Tamara hears roofie or someone says roofie, but, like, to me, it's, like, very obviously a game of telephone, and it's silly. Well, so knows. back in the voodoo parlor, they all are sitting around a table where they're all doing arts and crafts, the voodoo things. And Mary, the Bloody Mary, is like, okay, everyone, pick up your doll, and I'm going to do a group zap and then an individual waking. Is zap a part of voodoo? Is that, like,
why are you asking really me? I don't fucking know. We're going to give it a zap,
everyone.
We're going to get Tamara's evil infinity stone and bring these things to life. Hold us still. And Katie's like, it's a him, actually. She goes, okay, it's a boy. I baptize you in the name of, what's his name? Matt. Okay, basic. I baptize this basic little baby. Okay, hold it tight. I'm going to slap it. Boo. I eat boo. I eat bo-bo. I eat bo-bo. Okay? Okay? I eat bo-bo. That's kind of like amen, hallelujah, but it's in voodoo. Okay?
By the way, there is something called Zap's Voodoo Potato Chips. So maybe that's where she got it. Okay, everyone, we're going to have potato chips after this.
I'm in. Okay. I'm back.
Ooh, I like to be spanked. This is fun. Just stay away from the face. I don't want to have another surgery, and neither does my doll. So Mary's going around baptizing all the dolls and everything. She's like, I baptize you in the name of Gina. I feel mad. I feel baptized. And Gina's like, I'm so intrigued by voodoo. Like, most people think it's like evil spirits and dark, you know? And then it cuts to Mary being like, Just remember to feed it on a regular basis. Add things to it. Everything you do, add it with purpose. It's your ancient and voodoo vision board, which is really all she needed to start with, is like tell these women that they'll be making a vision board and they would have been all been on board from the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is crazy. My voodoo doll is already living in a tiny shoebox with 19 other voodoo dolls.
Guys,
the box has said, cursive, and it says box.
I put a pin in my voodoo doll and I felt bad about it, but then what was worse is that my voodoo doll said, I literally feel bad. You put a pin in me.
Oh, I feel
ow,
bad.
Did someone just poke me?
I feel bad.
Okay, dress it for different occasions, put it away, put it to sleep, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay, well, let's not talk about putting myself to sleep.
So Tamara's like,
well, I don't want to go back with you on everything, Gretchen. I just want to be friends with you. It's me and you. We're such good friends, right? I mean, I wasn't in a good place at the time. I was so married to Simon, for crying out loud. I mean, look at you. You're so cute. You're just so beautiful, Gretchen. I'd love to be friends with you. Maybe one day I can give you back your voice. Your voice. Your voice.
However, the things that Tamara's always been good at is like making you feel like there's hope for change, for like moving forward, and like, yes, in my soul, like my soul wants to believe it's true because I want that for her and I absolutely do.
Tamara's like, I've been courage to her because I thought maybe you did tell her that, and now that I know that you didn't say that I roofed you, I 100% believe you. God, what a bitch Katie is. We all hate her, right? I can tell by your reaction. You hate her. You love me. You're part of us now.
Guys, I literally can't. I can't be back in this shit again, you guys. I'm serious. I can't be back.
And Gretchen like starts like, what are you doing back here, Gretchen? You can't be in this shit again. You came back to Real Housewives. You've been clawing your way back into Real Housewives of Orange County since you left. Don't start crying now. You're finally in it. Rejoice.
Well, Katie is insinuating that Tamara committed an illegal act, and that is bad. And that takes Katie's issues with everyone,
every single one of us,
to another level. And I want to get to the bottom of this. And by this, I mean this bag of beignets that I just picked up. Should we pause for a snack? No? And I think everyone's going to want to get to the bottom of this.
So now everybody's getting ready for dinner, and, you know, it's time to go on to the next fight scene. That's the preamble. So Jen is talking to Ryan, and she's like, I'm going to bring this picture up tonight, and she's not going to hide from it. And then in Heather's room, she's on the phone with Terry having a wacky scene about walking the Mardi Gras puppy parade. And he's like, oh, you showed your boob for beads? Just tell me you did. She goes, oh my God, I wouldn't show my boobs. Are they diamond beads? I don't think so.
I'm not Wendy Malick taking off her top just so she could be in some TV show with Harrison Ford.
I'm not Daisy Fuentes. Okay. Wait for the
I'm
diamond
Nancy
boobs.
Travis slutting it up so that way she can get an extra refill at Starbucks.
Nancy Travis. So in Shannon's room, Shannon's a mess as usual. Her hair is all sticking up. I think her goal tonight is to go from the mom in Married with Children. I'm not really sure what Shannon's doing, but she's trying. And
I'll tell you what she's doing.
Over.
She is not rolling over, and she is not going to come jumping back into her friendship with Tamara. Hell to the no. She will not jump back into that friendship. So Tamara comes over, and they kiki.
Yeah,
usual.
Tamara's like, hey, girlfriend. Hey, bestie. Pinky promise on stuff. This is so fun. So fun being back with Shannon, my little best friend. God, I miss you so much. God, no one can drink with me like Shannon can. Yeah, girl.
Oh, I think I just peed in my pants again because I'm so happy to see my best friend, who I am not going to be friends with anymore. Get on over here for a hug.
So Shannon's like, what's in your glass? And Tamara goes, it's just water. And we see the water. It's literally like the color of Pinot Grigio. It's like it's either Pinot Grigio or you are getting your water from a very dangerous source.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous, okay, Shannon, but I did her. Cut to the next rib is friends. Can I brush your hair? Can I brush your hair, Shannon? I love you so much. Okay, you know what? You know, I'm just nervous for the day because I don't know exactly how to bring it up. You know, it's just such deep, it's so dark, talking about roofies and stuff like that. Do you have any roofies? They're really good.
And Shannon's like, well, you know what? I just want to remind the audience I am not jumping back into a situation where we are brushing each other's hair and braiding it. But yes, Tamara, you can brush my hair since you did ask. You know what? Hearing what you said today, I am so livid about it. And it took me about 45 minutes to actually parse it out and figure out what you were really saying. But then once I did figure it out, I decided I was pretty much still livid about it. And Tamara's like, yeah, because I feel like Shannon and I are back to a really good place. It feels great to have her on my side. It really does. Like, I have your back, girl.
Yeah.
She's like, God, it's so good being best friends again. Okay, take care of yourself. Get ready. I'm going to be downstairs waiting for you, okay? Then don't forget your phone and don't forget your underwear. Shannon, put on a little whore, drunk bitch. I said that in a friendly way. Alcoholic best friend. I'm so glad we're back to being besties.
Oh, God. Tamara trying to be nice, Tamara, is killing me. It's so fucking funny to see it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Then the other ladies, everyone's like climbing into the car. And Gina's like, oh, my God, I can't go in the back today. I feel like a sausage. And Heather goes, you don't look like a sausage. You look like a box that arrives from UPS. You know, very square, long, wide, unflattering, bad color for you.
Does anybody have a blue light?
Just kidding.
What do you mean? Okay. You know what? You look great, Gina. Whatever. It's not about you today. Okay,
So Shannon comes, and she's in her own car. She's like,
well, did Tamara already leave? I thought we were best friends again. I guess his sisterhood needs to take a little hike. I don't know. Oh, my God. I still have a beignet on my knee. How did I get a beignet on my knee? It's just delicious.
Oh, I just remembered. It's because I had the driver pull over at the beignet stand and I bought three of them and I left one on my knee by accident. And I said, this will be a treat for later. And guess what? It's been about 45 seconds. That counts as later.
Now, Jen goes over to Gretchen's room and she's like, oh, my God, why are you not ready? She's like,
I'm not ready. I needed to talk to you first. I'm wearing a bathrobe. It's a bathrobe of sadness. I just haven't seen you since the whole voodoo thing. And, you know, I...
And then back in the car, Gina's like,
what did you do when you ran out of the voodoo? Well, I got to hire with Gretchen, my new best friend. What a good person.
Yeah. Oh, was it a good heart-to-heart? Like, yeah, we talked about Katie and we talked about how shitty she is. So, yeah, it was a great heart-to-heart. Oh, okay. Oh, God. You did not do that, Tamara. You did not. flop hand. So then back to Gretchen. She's like, you know, Tamara, all of a sudden she says to me, like, I heard, like, bloggers, like, that Katie told them that, like, I told Katie that Tamara roofied me the night of the naked wasted. And I was like, wait, what? And Jen is like, wow, I don't know if I followed that, but Naked Wasted, is that a brand? I love their work. No. But I don't know how I feel about that. So then we go back to the other car and Tamara's saying, oh, Katie said that I roofied her. And had this
that she roofied her.
What the literal fuck? Like, what? Like, was this about your, like, at Heather's party? You were saying something about some story that she planted or something? Is it that? And Tamara's like, that was illegal.
I don't trust Katie, but I think Tamara's an all opportunity kind of girl. So Tamara's like, am I the asshole that's going to bring it up tonight? I'm like, yes, it will be you, because you're the only one who seems to care about this right now.
Yeah, you're the one who brought it up in the first place, you dummy. So Gina's like,
well, I'm going to hear Katie's side of the story, because, like, I don't know what to believe.
So then Katie comes over to Gretchen's hotel room, and she tells her, and Katie's like, well, Gretchen says, yeah, you know, I got told by Tamara that you went to bloggers and you told them this crazy story that Tamara roofied me. And she's like, no. She goes, you never went to a blogger? She's like, no. And so Katie's like, okay, so now this is coming together. Tamara said to me, the quiet woman,
I didn't want to bring it up, but you told something about me. Tell somebody something about me. It's really bad, Katie. And I heard it from two people. You said something to somebody about something, somewhere, sometime.
Katie's like, what did I say?
I'm not going to say it because it was really bad. And I don't know, maybe if I do say it because it's so bad, maybe I'll woo for you afterwards so you don't remember.
Okay, so Heather is questioning if I'm planning stories with Kiki Monique. And we see flashback to 2 weeks before when Heather's like, I heard you were asking Kiki to put out stories to hurt us.
And Katie's like, and I feel like this has all been a plan since the very beginning to make me look like a bad person. Why is she doing this to me?
So Katie's like, well, I'm not going to just lie. I didn't do that. And I know you have your doubts right now, but hand to God, I didn't do it. I mean, God, it's never ending with these people.
So Gretchen's like,
well, when she said this, I was just like, wait, what? But then I got back and I started talking to Slade and then like, that doesn't even sound like something Katie would do.
And Katie's like, well, I didn't do it. So Gretchen's like, well, all of a sudden I just felt like I'm getting bamboozled over here by somebody telling me that this is what happened. So that she's trying to get, so I come at you and I freak out at you and I get pissed out off at you. And this is, by the way, all feeling like the traitors, which, by the way, announced that they will be doing an all civilian season coming up, by the way. By the way, by the way, by the way.
Boring. So Gretchen, yeah, I love Gretchen slowly figuring things out. It's like,
I feel like maybe I got bamboozled.
Yeah, Gretchen. It's like beautiful mind numbers flying around her head, but they're like one plus one. Plus one. It just takes her forever. You know, it's like,
wait a minute. Maybe she said it so I get mad at you, but then I would be mad at you. Wait a minute. I've got it.
It's like, yes, yes, Gretchen.
She connected the dots.
God.
All two of them. So Gretchen is like, well, she's basically like,
no, when you have to deal with an individual that's willing to go and get the greatest lengths to destroy people, to harm people, to hurt people, it's just hard to believe that person over the person that's never shown that to me in their life, huh?
So Jen is like, okay, well, how much time do you need? Because we've got to go to dinner. And, you know, if you're going to take 15 minutes, that's 15 more minutes I have to find this former fatty photo of mine. It's really bothering me. Have you guys seen this photo?
So Heather's like joking about making Shannon some dating pictures for Raya. And then we see a fake bio for Shannon. Shannon, 61, interested in love, likes my dog Archie, the quiet woman, lemons, nine in a bowl, golden door, dislikes liars, bad teeth, plates, sound bowls, and houses that go too far into the street.
Men who don't like vegetables. So so then Tamara's like, guess what, Shannon? I told them. And Shannon's like, oh, she told you, Heather? And Heather's like, oh, yeah, we heard. We heard all about it. So Tamara's like, so who's going to sit next to me? So there's like a question because like everyone who's still due to arrive at dinner hates Tamara. So they're laughing about this. By the way, Tamara's also blatantly trying to get Gina to fall into her trap, which I thought she would, which is that Tamara's not going to bring this up at dinner. Tamara's going to sit there and all angry. And then Gina's be like, you know what? I feel bad because Katie, look at Tamara over there because like I found out that you've been telling people that Tamara's roofing everyone in Orange County. And that's just not nice.
Yeah, she's been doing it this whole time. Like, guys, am I going to have to be the one to bring this up? I'm going to tell half this cast this stuff. So at least there's a chance that one of you is going to bring it up. One of you is going to bring it up, right, guys? And no one does. Like, she's starting to fail. By the way, she shows up to this dinner with possum eyes on 1,000. They're completely black, like completely blacked out. And she's doing that little squint. I mean, she's just looking. She is just like 100. She's been marinating in Tamara juice on her way here. She's like shown up ready to rumble. So Shannon's like, well, can we talk about how Katie is late? I'm just kidding. So then in the car, they're talking about Tamara being like so manipulative and, you know, she's so good at making you question yourself. So then at the table, Tamara's like, wait a minute. What if my plan doesn't work? Okay. What's plan B? Okay, guys. I didn't consider this, but what if Gretchen did tell Katie that I roofied her? So let's all be prepared to get mad at Gretchen if Gretchen doesn't follow through by being mad at Katie, by being mad at Gretchen for spreading a rumor that I roofied Gretchen. Okay, everybody got it?
Heather and Gina are like, she didn't. So then they walk in and Katie's like, you know, when you walk into a room and they're all talking about you, it's awkward. I'm like, yeah, welcome to this show. So Emily's like, why were you guys so late?
It was me.
Because Gretchen is like, I was taking forever. So it's awkward. And, you know, they're making sort of small talk and everything. And like Tamara's saying, she has hiccups. So Heather's like, can you scare her, please? Here's a photo of Wendy. You just show it in her face.
So Tamara's just like, little bubbles are coming out of her mouth. And so she's like,
Gretchen, you want to go talk about Betsy? Hey, Gretchen, you want to go talk about that? Just me and that girlfriend.
So they go talk privately. And she's like,
so am I going to bring it up tonight? Are you going to bring it up? Do you not want me to bring it up? Because it's just so nasty, so mean. You want to use this microphone?
I know.
I wrote out some cue cards for you if you needed just some prompts to help you along.
So Gretchen's like, and Tamara's like, she's like, wait, did you talk to her about it? What did she say? She goes, well, she said that she didn't do it. She goes,
and do you believe that she said that?
She's like, yeah. And so then Katie comes out gets up because she knows they're talking about it. So Shannon's like, wait, where is Katie going? Is she going to the bathroom? Is she going to the Radio Shack to get another tape recorder to record me? What is happening with Katie right now?
Is she going to the bathroom or the live room? Okay. Now, did you guys hear about what's happening today? A lot of shit. Okay. Do you know?
And Jen's like, I think I understand it. There was a show on while I Love Lucy was airing, something about being wasted while you're naked. I'm really not sure. I'm too young to remember that far back.
Jen, how do you feel about this? She goes, well, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with Gretchen, and if Gretchen felt like she was roofied, I think she would have heard of that. You know, I think she would have said that. So Gina's like, honestly, Jen, she would have loved to have brought this. Like, she would have loved to have talked about being roofied. So now out in the hall, now it's Katie, Tamara, and Gretchen. And, you know, Katie is denying that she talked to Kiki about this. And Tamara's like, so why did I get like two people reach out to me and tell me the same story? Why? And Tamara's she's like, you know, somebody, like what Katie says, who was it? And she's,
someone who doesn't want to be named. I cannot reveal my sources. I'm too good of a person. I won't reveal my sources. Deep in throat. Welcome, deep in throat.
And Katie's like, well, it's not true. And Gretchen says,
I mean, I was really looking forward to moving forward with you. And like, I still want to have a talk with you so we can either harp on this. She goes, wait, are you saying I pulled this out of my ass, Gretchen?
She's like, no, I didn't say that's what happened. I just asked, like, listen, she said she didn't do it. She's like,
okay, whatever.
And she just like storms off all pissed because it didn't work. So she storms back to the table and she's like,
plan B, Gretchen believes Katie. Get
what?
Her. Get her, everybody.
What?
So what? Fucked up. It's so fucked up. And we were best friends. Me and Gretchen been best friends for years. I just got betrayed by not getting accused of roofing her. It's a betrayal. How dare you not accuse me of roofing you?
You know, she was sad. When I told Gretchen she was sad with me, hey, was this just an act with Gretchen? Is she a liar all along? Is she a fake person? Is she the most fake person here on this cast? Because what she said is illegal and a lie.
So now you have Tamara and Shannon both saying,
they did something illegal.
I mean, they're both like on this crusade. So now Katie and Gretchen return. And Shannon's like,
well, congratulations, Katie. You ate the last beignet. Congratulations. I guess none of us get dessert now.
Your excuses worked for one person. Oh, Shannon, be quiet. Like, have your own things to be mad at. She is so out of order.
And I love Katie just being like, oh my God, Shannon, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You're not involved.
Well, I'm angry. My anger is involved. I'm a victim of voodoo right now. And you did the doll.
Katie's like, yeah, we get it, Shannon. Everybody knows you're angry. I'm loving watching Katie deal with Shannon because Shannon's just doing her indignant lady thing. And Katie's like, she left her sandwich.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Every
single person.
And this is when Shannon does that thing where she points, like she points at everyone, like she's trying to do like a magic spell on them really quickly. Like every single person at this table. Why is my finger wand not working? I'm wagging my finger wand. Every single person at this table, except Jen, you have hurt. And Jen is already hurt because there's a former fatty photo of her. So let's give her some space. Okay. Every single person has been hurt by you, Katie. You.
Okay, well, I've owned it when I've done something wrong, Shannon.
Oh,
Oh, you've owned it. Well, who wants to be around someone that hurts an entire table of people?
Move, including the table itself. Look, look, look at this table. It's crying. I am tears on my kneecaps.
And Katie just rolls her eyes. She goes, oh, my God, I didn't say it.
Oh, you stop lying.
I'm loving watching all of this blow up in Shannon's face, kind of with the audience, because Shannon is just like on a mission from the Lord in this, in these episodes. She is so convinced that she's correct.
I almost think this thing with Katie is so over, her reaction to Katie is so over the top. I almost feel like Shannon wants to be friends with Tamara again, but she doesn't want to deal with all the shit that people will give her. So it's almost like she just needs something. So like, this is the opportunity to get mad at Katie. And so that way it's like, okay, like you can see, like Tamara had my back all along. We are good friends. It's like, she's so over the top mad about this recording that happened when you're on a show that's recorded that like, I feel like there's like an ulterior psychological motive going on.
So yeah. Like she needs to make somebody worse than Tamara, you know, right, so that Tamara's not the bad one. So she can be friends with her. I mean, yeah, I think you're right. She's also the sticking up for her. Yeah, like, look, she's been sticking up for me. That makes sense. So Heather's like, I love Shannon, but she can... Oh, I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, like, because Shannon is screaming in the restaurant now. The waiter comes by and she goes, I can't stand you. I can't stand you. I was like, what? You... like, she's making a scene.
Yeah, she's being pretty terrible this season, which is hilarious to me. Don't necessarily change, but wow.
That's what she does. She alternates back and forth.
So she's like, Katie, I'm going to say this as someone who just wet their pants 10 minutes ago. You are known as the leak in this group. And that is something in this group. That is something.
From the bottom to the top, from the windows to the walls, to the sweat drops down my balls.
So then Heather is like, it's too much. It's too much. And so Gretchen's like, well, where's the proof that any of this happened?
I mean, I haven't seen anything. So I'm just supposed to be like, oh, fuck you and come after her. That's what you want me to do.
And Heather's like, no, 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 no. I get that. I get that. And Gina's like, I think she's struggling because it's a friend. I was like, wow, Gina, really picking up on the nuances of the situation.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to just say, oh, fuck you, Katie, because she doesn't know, you know, like, I feel bad.
That's difficult. Okay, I agree. Point for Gina, everyone.
And also, guys, beyond all of this speculation, I didn't do it. So there's that as well. Gretchen's like, yeah, and this person has done so much shit to me, Tamara. I mean, do you really think I'm just going to believe this shit? No. Shannon's like, there are multiple reputable reporters. Barbara Walters called from heaven. She was maybe one of the people. There are people who report things with reputations.
You don't know who they are. It was Barbara Walters called, and then she said, hold on, I've got Cokie on the other line, wanted to make it a three-way, so it was Cokie and Barbara from ABC Heaven, and they were both reporting on this, and they see everything reputable.
Jack shows up. He's like, where?
Not that Cokie, Jax. Go away. It's not your show.
Well, also, I can guarantee. Oh, sorry.
No.
I'll guarantee after you. Sorry, I keep stepping on you. I don't mean to. No. I can guarantee you that there are not multiple reputable reporters reporting on Kiki Monique hearing gossip at lunch.
No.
There's literally Tom Brokaw is not at lunch like, well, did you hear about Kiki Monique and what she heard from a lady from Orange County?
Yeah, exactly.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Gina's like, oh, I don't know why Tamara would think that Gretchen would ever believe anything that came out of her mouth. Like, has this ever historically gone well for these women in the past 12 years? No. So Jen is like, did you ever ask Katie about it?
No.
No, because she didn't want it to be a thing when it wasn't the vacation yet.
I wanted to ask Gretchen, and today she was disgusted. She was crying back when we were best friends. Remember, Gretchen?
And she's like, I wasn't crying. I was just like, I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you were crying. You were so upset about it.
I was there for you. I remember. I started patting you on the back. I've sewn up your wounds. I started competing for you, Gretchen. We're best friends.
She's like, well, I mean, I was emotional. And Jen's like, okay, so let's just all have it out then. Where's the picture, Tamara?
What? Leave my picture.
The former fatty photo, the thing that everyone's been talking about, the thing that's on top of everyone's minds. Everyone wants to know, where is this photo? And Tamara's like,
that's not what tonight's scene is about, though, bitch.
No, but it's, I need to see this photo. We all want to have Katie come to the table, okay? We want Katie to come to the table. And if everyone's been hurt, well, everyone's been hurt here by you as well. Which I like that she mentioned that, like, okay, like you guys are saying that Katie's hurt everyone, but like Tamara, like, let's be real here. Tamara's one who's really hurt people.
So like, yeah. What was the intent of the picture with me? I've been asking, I've been hearing about it. Where's the former fatty photo of me?
I love that Tamara goes,
I don't care about that.
Well, it's not about what not you care you about.
To care about.
Yeah.
You're the one.
She goes, I was just retaliating because you keep telling me. She goes, no, you were retaliating because I'm obsessed with you. And so then you start showing pictures of me. And she's like, but I was like, you reached out to me in 2013 as a fan. And you're like, hey. She goes, what are you talking about? By the way, are we on something? I mean, are you on Xanax? Because Tamara does have black eyes and she is so furious that her plans aren't working. She's doing a bad job, and it's just not like Tamara. And I think it just, as cast members on the TV show, they're like, you're not even doing, you're always a horrible person, but you're not even being a horrible person well today. Like, are you okay? Yeah, you're fucked up. What's wrong?
She's like, what are you talking about? Are we on something? I mean, Xanax or something? You're not even making sense. Just stay on track, okay? We're supposed to be having a fight. And Emily's like, you know what the issue is here? Is the whole thing here, what you're saying is that she's obsessed with you. Like, to me, that's a deflection of what's real. The real root issues between the two of you. And Jen's like, yeah, what is the issue?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know first.
No, I don't know first.
No, I said it first.
No, I don't know. I don't know until infinity.
What? Not you. That's not allowed. That's not fair.
Until infinity, I don't know.
And now Emily and Gina just start laughing because this is making no sense. And Tamara's like clearly fucked up, right? So Tamara's like,
well, I think it's been like a tit for tat over the past 2 years, you know?
And Gretchen goes, okay, but where did it start?
That's none of your fucking business, Gretchen. You're not my best friend no more.
She goes, okay then.
Yeah, you don't know nothing, Gretchen. Stupid Gretchen head. I can't believe we were best friends for 10 years. Stupid.
See, it just takes a little time and it always creeps right back out. Unlike my former fatty photo, where is it?
But there's a nicer way to say that. Tamara's like,
yeah, but Gretchen doesn't know nothing. So that's what I'm trying to say, Heather. How nice should that be when I'm saying Gretchen doesn't know nothing? Okay. Gretchen doesn't know anything. Okay. There. Stupid.
She knows
Gretchen's
a lot.
Stupid. Gretchen's stupid on her face.
She knows a lot. She knows a lot. Thank you so much for pointing out that she knows a lot. And Tamara's like, what you
told her?
And Katie's like, what? Tamara's like,
what do you mean? What?
Well, I'm asking Jen.
Fuck off.
She's like, I'm not going to fuck off.
You know what? All right. You know what?
Then Gina out of nowhere goes,
all right. You know what? Tamara, you're being rude and you're sloshed. I'm slashed? Yeah, that is what's happening here. Yeah, and I'm not being... And Tamara's like, you're being rude. I'm not being fucking rude. You're being fucking rude to everybody at this table, Tamara. This is actually my table, and I don't appreciate that. I was like,
do you know how hard Travis and I work for this table? Who? It's Travis.
I don't understand. Is that the waiter?
And Gina's like, it's too much. I mean, it's too much. Like, you got one eye open. You got no idea what's going on. Look, when she did that, you got one eye open because it cuts to Tamara. And Tamara's like,
you're a bitch. You're a bitch, bitch. Yeah. You got no idea what's going on. Like, don't come at the one sober person at the table. Because, like, I'm just too sober for this shit in general. And let's say, it's not fun to be in the middle of all your bullshit, Tamara.
And Heather goes, for any of us. Which was the real stab. Because Heather is the one that's completely on Tamara's side all the time. So that was a real stab. And also, for people to know about the fatty photo, it must have been Heather telling everybody. So Tamara is really getting her ass handed to her at this table.
Yeah. So Emily's like, Jen, what would you need?
You know, I say table it. I don't think tonight is the night. I do agree with a little bit of what Gina's saying. I don't know what's going on. You don't seem like you're in your right mind, to be totally transparent. You don't.
And it's just amazing because they're all like, you're wasted. And Tamara has just had a little scene where she declared she does not drink anymore. And you won't see a drop of alcohol in her when she has conversations anymore. And so now she's been busted. Like, I mean, this is... I mean, to really flop this hard in 5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, embarrassing. Really, like, I mean, Tamara's black eyes. She's just sitting there like, oh my God, what do I do now? Plan A failed, plan B failed, even Heather turned on me. What do I do from here? You will never see me again. You know, she's getting that look in her eye. So Emily's like, well, this is dumb. Like, I don't even know where to go for here. And Heather's like, Gretchen, you want to try my gumbo? Yeah, yeah. It's very good. It's gumbo that sings Beyonce lyrics.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So those lyrics are so simple, even Wendy Malick could sing along. So Gretchen is like, she's like,
no, thank you.
She's like, does anyone want to try my ya-ya? Look at me, television's Heather Dubrow, experiencing things like ya-ya and gumbo and jambalaya-ya. Oh, wait, I think I just realized jambalaya is ya-ya. I'm learning.
No, I don't want nothing from you. Heather Dubrow.
She goes, why would you say that?
She goes, I don't want it. I don't want it. It says simple. Keep your ya-ya away from me, you hoo-ha. I don't want nothing from you.
And Shannon's like, well, I don't know how many drinks she had, but she did walk into my room with something she claimed was water. Oh, didn't look like water. I just heard 5 hours ago that I'm never going to see her wasted again. So what is she doing, this alcoholic?
I love that Shannon, it's like the tables are turning for Shannon. It's like, oh my God, it's already time that I get to turn the alcoholic storyline back on Tamara. Yes. I
know. So then Tamara gets up from the table because she's been doing for the past like 2 minutes. She's been sitting there like quiet, like,
I'm not going to talk. I'm upset. I'm going to cry on the inside.
So now she gets up and she leaves and it's basically like Bali 2.0. So she goes out and Jen's like, this is bad. This is not a good night. Just kidding. I'm laughing. It's great. So Gina's like, it's because I
said she's sloshed.
I swear, if Gina says sloshed one more time, I'm revoking all the good things I said about her at the beginning of the episode.
I mean, Tamara walks off and they immediately all start like, oh my God, Tamara's fucked up. Like, oh my God, what's going on? It's so good. So then Tamara goes to the elevator and a producer comes up and he's like, are you all right, Tamara? And she goes,
I just want to go home. I'm waiting for the elevator because those are stairs and Teddy fell down those one time. I can't be re-traumatized.
And back at the table, Gretchen's like, yeah, when she screamed at me, like, man, I was like, I'm not touching this. And she says, when she gets this psycho, you can see something in her eyes. And that is the truth.
I
mean, those eyes change. Heather's are always black, but Tamara's change.
So Heather goes out to the hallway and she's like, Tamara, what is going on with you, honey? Why are you talking to all these poor people out here? Tamara's like, I just want to go home. You can go home, but don't talk to the poor. It's just not, it's beneath you. You know, you're not helping yourself.
How am I not being myself right now?
I don't know, but I'm uncomfortable in this hallway with people in t-shirts and shorts and headpieces. Who are these people? Can we get away from them?
No, no, because what? So I'm not fucking yelling and that's why I'm like, you guys are uncomfortable with it?
She's like, I don't want you to yell. I just want you to come back to the table so we can gang up on Katie some more.
What is it? What do you want from me? What do you people want from me? What do you want from me?
So she starts having a fit and she's like, back at the table, Jen's like, oh my God, Shannon, if it were you and you showed up like that, you would be like a drunk. You'd be a drunk.
Well, I gave her Gina's water. I didn't really know what else to do. I just wanted to keep her as drunk as possible so that way that he could get off me for once. So
I just wanted to give her Gina's water so that way she could have something to drink so I could finish her martini. I mean, waste not, want not. So then back in the hallway, Tamara's like, I just sat down with Gretchen where I told her everything. And now all of a sudden, I'm the asshole. For getting mad that someone's not accusing me of roofing them. And Heather's like, well, you know, oh, no, I'm the asshole. Just let me be. I'm not doing this, Heather. No.
No one's so, saying like, I don't give a fuck, asshole. Heather. No one's saying, honey, no one's saying you're an asshole. I'm saying with Gretchen, she probably needs to take a step back. Okay. Look, stand right here. I'll let my hand flop onto your head as I say, take a step back. Look, I'm doing a small slam dunk with my hand on your head. Take a step back. Do you feel relaxed now? Take a step back.
So Tamara's yelling in the hallway and they can all hear her. She's like,
I don't give a fuck. This girl's contacting my daughter.
which is a lie. She's called my husband gay, which is a possibility.
And she's gone after me a million times. And I've been so fucking nice to her. I'm so nice to Gretchen. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. They shouldn't even call the episode Naked Wasted. They should have called the episode Someone At Least Brought You a Sweater After Wasted. And that person was me, bitch. I can't believe it, but so mean to me.
You know, when someone's husband's dying of cancer and you go on TV and you accuse them of having an affair and say that this person called you in the middle of the night and then you torment them with this rumor for years and years and years, this is how you repay me? I've just been nice to you. That's it. Nice.
It's so hard being a good person.
So she runs out because the elevator's not coming. And you know some producer is downstairs holding that elevator. They're like, do not let Tamara get in the elevator. So she just goes down the stairs instead and keeps looking behind her like,
fucking cameras, you're following me, right? Okay, come on. Come on, guys.
Yeah. So inside, they're like, yeah, that girl's crazy and drunk. Something's going on with her. And then downstairs, Tamara's alone in the restaurant. She just turns to the camera and she's like,
do we have a car for me? Am I going to have to come Uber?
They're like, we're not paying for you to leave the shoot that you're supposed to be part of, you know? So Gina's like, Tamara just texted me, fuck off. What? And then Gina's like, and so then I wrote back to go to bed. And then Tamara says, you were out of line. And Katie is like, well, let me see if I get one. Oh, I didn't even get one. That's too bad. I was going to tell Kiki about it.
Nothing to forward to Kiki. Could you send me a screenshot of the one that you got? That would be great. Well, she said, I'm out. Gina crossed the line. No one is authentic. What did you do, Gina? She goes,
well, I told her I was sloshed and not to tell me, fuck yeah. Yeah, I've had it with Tamara. I mean, you claim on your working yourself, but like you just said, fuck you to the wrong person.
All right, everyone. As Gretchen would say, shut the fuck up. Gretchen, what a line. God, I hope that makes it to the ads. What a wonderful line.
Did Gretchen say, is that a Gretchen phrase? Shut the fuck up.
I don't know, but I love that she's like iconic now in Heather's mind. They have all turned on Tamara and they're back at the table like, yes, we nailed Tamara, finally. They're
lifting Gretchen up and Gina. And Tamara's calling Eddie, be like, can you find me a flight out of here? I'm over. I'm done. So then Gina's like, oh my God, she put on her Instagram. It was a long run. When life gives you real problems, this real reality shit doesn't make sense. Peace out. I'm out. Jen's like, she really posted that? Mm. Wow.
She quit.
A former fatty photo was bad enough. Then she just quit the show.
Former fatty photo. She's really fat font.
That font used to be bigger, actually. So yeah, they're all like, she quit. Oh my God. Whoa. And Gretchen's like, yeah, I literally said in my head, she will probably try to quit the show now. Cause I think Gretchen was there in Bali when she did this also. I don't remember. No, maybe not.
I don't think Gretchen was on that season, but, I think yeah, this is totally a Tamara move where she gets caught and she runs like hell, you know? And so Gina's like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it was a cry for attention. I just don't know. And so Jen's like, well, once again, you know, Katie's in a line of fire. And it's like, here's the grenade. Hold it. I'm just going to pull the pin and walk away. Explosion. Huge explosion. I'm in a wedding bikini. Ryan has a boner. He's taking out his AirPods. I don't even know what's happening anymore. Tamara's on the phone with Eddie in the car. She's like,
I'm out. I don't need this. Goodbye. I'll see you when I get home.
Actually, I'm a big bear.
God damn it, Eddie.
And that is the end. To be continued, what will happen? Well, I think we all know that Tamara comes back to shoot, but it was a real surprising turn of events. I mean, we knew that Tamara quit during the New Orleans trip. We know that everyone, like, she had some sort of meltdown. But what I was not expecting was that the entire cast was going to turn against her and, like, call her out. Like, that was actually pretty shocking and gratifying to watch.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. It was a lovely time. Enjoyed by all. Nice job. I mean, we got a full 2-hour recap out of this. That's crazy. Hope we didn't hurt your heads, everybody. It was a lot of screaming, but a lot of fun screaming. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being with us on Crappens On Demand over on YouTube and Patreon. And we'll see you guys next week. Also, Monday is Amazon Live, 4 p.m. Pacific time over on Amazon Live. Check our socials to get the links and all that good stuff. Link in bio. Okay. Like and subscribe. It sets. Love you guys.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.